Chapter 18. They shot up through the atmosphere, winging into space in a tight formation. The Y-wings fanned out around Luke's squad as they rounded Yavin 4 and came face to face with the Death Star. Whoa. Luke couldn't tell which pilot had let his surprise slip, but Luke didn't blame him. The first time he'd seen the battle station, his insides had twisted into tiny little knots. Now he just felt like he was soaring, and he was chasing the feeling full throttle. The X-Wing was nothing like flying his Skyhopper, or the simulator.
All wings report in,
Red Leader called. They moved down the roster. Biggs chimed in as Red 3, Wedge as Red 2. Red 5 standing by, Luke said when it was his turn.
Lock S-foils in attack position,
Red Leader said. Luke reached up and flicked the switch that would unfold the wings of his ship, locking them in the X position.
We're passing through their magnetic field,
Red Leader said, his voice over the comm crackling with interference. Doing okay, R2? Luke asked, adjusting his controls. The X-Wing began to bounce as if it had hit a small, invisible patch of asteroids. The droid chirped back, and the X-Wing translated his message on the nearby screen. All systems go.
Switch your deflectors on,
Red Leader said. Yikes, right. That would be helpful. Luke quickly did as he was told, glancing up through the canopy. Half the Death Star was shadowed by the planet Yavin, the other half illuminated by the soft glow of the nearby sun. Luke's hands clenched the controls as his breath caught at the back of his throat. Now that they were closer, Luke could make out the thousands of tiny structures lining the battle station's surface, the twinkling lights on different control stations and towers. The other ships spread around him, silently filling the endless space around them.
Red Leader, this is Gold Leader.
I copy, Gold Leader.
We're starting for the target shaft now.
Copy that. We're in position. I'm gonna cut across the axis and try to draw their fire.
Two groups of fighters peeled off from the others. Luke steered his ship down toward the Death Star, following his squadron into a sudden spray of laser fire from one of the space station's surface-mounted cannons.
Heavy fire,
Wedge reported.
I see it,
Red Leader said.
Stay low, everyone.
There was a system to the attack. Who would take the first shot at the exhaust port? Who would fall in line behind if the pilot couldn't finish his or her run? Gold Squadron would make the first attempt, with the other squadron covering them and trying to draw fire away from their ships. But Luke knew that when it came down to it, anyone could and should take the shot if he or she had it, including him. He threw his X-Wing down into a sharp nosedive, firing at one of the laser cannon towers. The structure burst into a fireball far bigger than he expected. And as hard as he yanked back on his controls, the ship wasn't pulling up fast enough to avoid it. Terror slammed into his chest.
Luke, pull up!
He heard Biggs cry. The X-Wing shuddered as it passed through the edge of the explosion, emerging with singed wings.
Are you all right?
Biggs called over the comm. Luke swallowed the lump in his throat, shaking off his fear. I got a little cooked, but I'm okay. This is Red 5. I'm going back in.
Watch yourself,
Red Leader barked.
There's a lot of fire coming from the right side of that deflection tower.
I'm on it,
Luke shot back. He spun his ship into another rapid dive, his concentration narrowing on the target. He fired along a stretch of the Death Star's surface, wiping out small radars and towers as he went. The Death Star blurred through his window as he picked up speed. To his right, he saw Biggs make a similar dive into a field of domes and antennae, narrowly avoiding return fire from the battle station. Then there was that sound, that telltale screech. Luke craned his neck to confirm what his target screen and ears were telling him. TIE fighters. Dozens of them.
Enemy fighters at point four,
Red Leader called. Luke was vaguely aware of the control officer back on Yavin 4 repeating the information, asking for an update. He tried to imagine what the battle looked like to those below, whether their hearts were pounding as hard as his was.
Red 3!
Red Leader's voice interrupted Luke's thoughts. Red 3 was Biggs. Luke searched the surface of the Death Star, trying to locate his friend.
You've picked up an enemy fighter! Watch it! I can't see it!
Biggs called back.
Where is he?
Luke saw the TIE fighter on his friend's tail, just as Biggs dropped closer to the surface.
He's on me tight! I can't shake him! I can't shake him!
Biggs changed direction so quickly, Luke found himself flying upside down for half the dive to reach his friend.
Hang on, Biggs! I'm coming in!
Luke glanced over his shoulder at his astromech.
I need more speed, R2!
Whatever the droid did, it gave him another burst of power. When Luke had the TIE fighter in range, he didn't hesitate. He flew it into 1,000 pieces, scattering the enemy ship to the stars.
Got him!
Instead of relief, Biggs just sounded more panicked.
Pull in, Luke! Pull in!
Watch your back, Red 5!
Wedge chimed in.
There's a fighter above you, coming in!
In a move that would have broken his skyhopper in half, Luke forced his X-Wing into a steep climb. His ship's tail got a wallop of a blast from the TIE fighter, but he didn't lose control.
Status?
Red Leader called.
I'm hit, but not bad,
Luke said. There was another sudden explosion behind him, as a TIE fighter he hadn't seen was sent crashing into the Death Star. He caught a glimpse of Wedge's face through his canopy.
Thanks, Wedge, he said, shaken.
No problem.
More enemy fighters coming in,
Gold Leader reported.
We're making our run. Copy that,
Red Leader said. As if that weren't enough bad news, the base back on Yavin 4 sent another terrifying update over the comms.
Death Star will be in range in 5 minutes.
Okay, Luke thought, holding his breath. 5 minutes was still plenty of time. They'd need only a few seconds, anyway, to get the actual shot off. Now it was just a matter of getting close enough to do it.
Switching to targeting computer,
Gold Leader said.
They're coming in too hot,
Gold 2 said.
Gold Leader, I can't!
Luke knew without confirming it on his screen that Gold 2's ship had been destroyed. Luke adjusted his course, swinging around to support the run.
Stay on target, Gold Leader,
Red Leader said.
Loosen up!
It was too late. Even with Luke's helmet visor down, the flare as Gold Leader's ship was blown apart stung Luke's eyes. An ache rippled through him as he scrambled to think of what to do next. Gold 5 moved into place to take the shot.
Red Leader, this is Base 1!
General Dodonna's voice came over the comm.
Keep half your group out of range for the next run. Copy, Base 1,
Red Leader said.
Red 5, take Red 2 and 3. Hold up here and wait for my signal to start your run.
Understood,
Luke said, scanning the skirmish breaking out beneath him. Sweat worked its way down his face and made his flight suit stick to his back.
Keep your eyes open for those fighters,
Red Leader said.
There's too much interference. I can't get a read on my screen.
That from Red 10, who was trailing behind the squadron leader.
Red 5, can you see the enemy fighters from where you are?
Luke pulled himself forward in the cockpit, looking down through the canopy.
No sign of any... Wait. Coming in point 3-5!
Three TIE fighters were dogging the others, racing along the vein of the Death Star. The one at the center was slightly different from the others. Its wings curved at the edges instead of standing up straight.
I see them now,
Red 10 said.
I'm in range,
Red Leader said.
Target's coming up.
Luke's breath caught in his chest again. So close. They were so close.
Just hold them off a few more seconds.
I can't hold them.
Red 10's panic ripped through what little calm Luke had managed to keep. Red 10's X-Wing exploded in a shower of sparks, just as Red Leader fired his proton torpedoes at the exhaust port.
It's a hit!
Red 9 cried.
Negative.
Red Leader sounded like he was on the verge of tears.
It didn't go in. It just hit the surface. Red 5, prepare to make your run.
Hear that, R2?
Luke said. Affirmative. ready.
Me too.
He switched his comm back over to the others.
Wedge, Biggs, close up. We're going in full throttle.
There was a horrible scream as Red Leader crashed into a nearby tower, his ship taken down by the fire from the strange TIE fighter. Luke saw it all happen through his window and felt some of his hope shrivel up.
We lost Red Leader, he reported back to base,
though he had a feeling they already knew.
Proceed with your run, Red Five,
General Dodonna said.
You're in charge.
Right behind you,
Wedge said.
Luke, at your speed, will you be able to pull out in time?
Despite everything, Luke managed a small smile.
It'll be just like Beggar's Canyon back home. Don't tell me you're scared now.
The three X-Wings powered forward, blasting every nearby structure they could. The Death Star's defenses returned fire, but Luke was flying past, catching only bits of the explosion. The ride got rougher, bouncing him around, rattling his brain inside his skull. Hold it together. Hold it together. A shot from one of the towers clipped him, jerking his ship. The sound of alarms filled the cockpit.
R2! That stabilizer's broken loose again. See if you can't lock it down.
He saw a shower of sparks out of the corner of his eye.
Blast it! I'm hit!
Wedge cried.
Luke gritted his teeth.
Get clear, Wedge! You can't do more good back there!
They had already lost so many of their fighters. They couldn't afford to lose Wedge, too.
Sorry.
Wedge sounded agonized. He was a fighter to the core, Luke knew, and he would have gone down swinging if Luke had let him. Luke was in the trench now, racing along the same path Gold Leader and Red Leader had taken. His target screen flashed to life as he pulled it down to estimate the distance to the exhaust port.
R2, try to increase the power again.
The rattling grew worse. Pops and flashes of explosion lit either side of him.
Hurry, Luke! They're coming in much faster this time!
Biggs warned from behind him.
I can't hold them!
Luke tried looking back over his shoulder again as he felt the engines flare with new life.
Good job, R2, he thought.
Now! Hurry up, Luke!
Biggs shouted.
Wait!
The force of the explosion nearly sent Luke hurtling nose first into the surface of the Death Star. His grip on the control slipped, just for a second, as shock and pain and anger and a thousand other emotions rocketed through him. Biggs was gone.